This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. On Friday, June 23rd, thousands of public sector workers and their supporters will be demonstrating in every major European city. They are demanding wage increases after years of fiscal austerity programs implemented by their governments. I talked to Jan-William Hudrian about the planned demonstrations. Mr. Hudrian is the General Secretary of the European Public Service Union. EPSU represents 8 million union members throughout Europe. I asked him why the demonstrations were being organized.
There's a recognition that public service workers in Europe deserve an increase in their pay. Just to, as a little background, to remind ourselves that since the financial crisis in 2008, public service workers in Europe suffered pay cuts, pay freezes, and for some workers that were pay freezes for as much as 6, 7, or even 8 years, like childcare workers in Hungary. And slowly we see a return to bargaining, but to remind us that in 19 countries, these pay freezes have taken place, affecting over 20 million public service workers. So that's why this year on Public Service Day, we want to highlight that it's crucial that Europe's public service workers get a pay increase and deserve better pay. We see that in many countries, this is now returning. For example, in Central and Eastern European countries like the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, especially for health and social services workers. Many of these workers have also migrated to other European countries in the hope of better pay, and that has had a severe impact on their health systems. But in many other countries, public service pay is still under great pressure. It was only, it's about a month ago that our colleagues in Greece organized another strike for public service workers. They are still facing austerity, and the Troika, or the so-called Troika, is demanding ever more austerity of our colleagues there. But also in the UK, on the 23rd, there will be actions in the public sector. Payoffs are very limited and very much below inflation, and hence workers are losing year on year much in purchasing power. Colleagues in the UK have calculated that is about 4,000 euros per year, and similar figures exist for Italy and France. In countries like Portugal and Spain, pay has been 9 or 15% worse below purchasing power, and in Greece that goes up to 40%. That's just one of the indicators, one of the effects of the austerity crisis on public service workers. Other effects include, of course, an increase in precarious employment, longer working time, and so on.
The world is losing trillions of dollars by not allowing women the opportunity to gain paid employment. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The fact that fewer women than men are participating in the global workforce is costing the world trillions of dollars. Currently, about 49% of women are in the workforce, compared to 71% of men. A new study by the International Labour Organization shows that increasing employment opportunities and supports for women would boost global employment by 189 million. It estimates that $5.8 trillion would be added to the global economy if the participation gap between women and men was decreased by 25%. The ILO is the United Nations agency which focuses on matters of work in the world. The ILO study shows that fewer than 50% of women are participating in the workforce, but 70% of them want paid jobs. This gap shows that women experience significant barriers in becoming employed. These barriers include discrimination against women, lack of educational opportunities, unpaid care responsibilities in the home, and marital status. Cultural norms concerning gender roles are also a major factor. The report calls for measures to improve equality in labor conditions and reshape gender roles. These include promoting equal pay for work of equal value and erasing violence and harassment against women and men in the world of work. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.